Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said they tell us that life begins at 40, but they don't say what kind of life. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study today. We're glad again that you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. All right, let's get back to our study now. This week we've been talking about the example of Christ. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1 exhorts us to consider the apostle and high priest of our calling, Christ Jesus the Lord. And so we need to consider Christ, and when we do, we learn that he lived a perfect life before us and became a perfect example of what you and I should be doing as far as our lives are concerned. Well, Peter tells us that he lived a perfect life. He did no sin, and therefore he's a perfect example. Now, some examples we pick out during life are individuals who are subject to mistake. But that's never true with Jesus. Be ye followers of me, Paul said, even as I also am of Christ, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. Therefore, we hold Christ up as the perfect example. We noted that Christ was devoted to his Father's cause, and you and I, following that example, are devoted to the cause of our Father in heaven. We also noted that Christ was not friendly with and didn't take a good disposition toward religious error. The reason, of course, is that religious error causes men to be led the wrong direction and therefore away from salvation. God wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Yet at the same time, Satan wants men to turn away from that and to turn in another direction. Our present generation has been fed a steady diet of, you're all right, I'm all right. Everything is okay. Don't in religion say anything at all that somebody else believes. Don't in any way indicate that you don't agree with someone in religious matters. Everybody has a right to his own view. While I'm very well aware of the fact that we have a right to take our positions based on what we believe the Bible teaches, that does not automatically make our position correct. Nor does it mean that those who differ with us have no right to speak out against what they believe to be religious error. Christ was very vocal in letting people know that he didn't agree and that what they were teaching was contrary to God's will. Notice as he talked to the Sadducees, he pointed out to them the error of their way. Look at his discussion in Matthew chapter 23. The Pharisees, another sect of the Jewish religion, were very strong in keeping very minute parts of the law, but they were overlooking the more important parts in regard to the law. And they were indeed leading people in the wrong direction. So as the Lord spoke about them, he called them a generation of vipers. Now that's a term that would be very inflammatory as far as our world today is concerned. He's just simply saying, you're snakes. And he was indicating very clearly that what they were doing was not helping people to get to heaven. It was taking people in the wrong direction. He also called them hypocrites. Now I realize that for us to use the term hypocrite, as Jesus did, is a little bit, out of line, because we don't know people's hearts. Jesus knew what was in the hearts of men. Therefore, he could tell that they were guilty along these lines. But look as the Lord very sharply rebukes them in regard to their sin. And then, with tears in his eyes, you have the discussion in the end of that chapter where Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered you as a hen would gather her chickens, and you would not. The point is that he was trying to give comfort and help to them, and they turned away wanting no part of what he had to say. Well, the Lord made it clear that he wanted to help them, and he was concerned about them. Yet at the same time, he didn't stop from telling them what they were doing wrong. A young man came to the master one time in Matthew chapter 19. This is also recorded in the 10th chapter of the book of Mark. And as the young man was discussing what he must do to have eternal life, it became evident he was trusting in riches. But notice, the Bible says, according to Mark, Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Well, did Jesus' love for him cause him not to say anything against what the young man was doing? Well, of course not. Jesus told him, go sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. He trusted in riches, and the Lord, because he loved him, pointed out the error of his way. My friends, in adopting the example of Christ, we must be willing to stand for truth and against religious error. We appreciate being with you today and remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.